Cheers.
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 Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. This is one of the few times I know what you're going to make just by looking at the bottles. You're going to make a Toronto.
I am going to make a Toronto, one of your favorite cocktails.
Actually, it's one of the very first cocktails. This is like 8 years ago at your very first Tammy's Tastings class. I took my first sip of a Toronto then, and I remember it being kind of like the aroma of a cedar cigar box. It was just really, really something that I had never experienced before. It's very, very good. So why are we making this today?
We're making this today kind of in solidarity for all the folks in the restaurant and bar industry who are really struggling right now.
Right, with everybody closed to dine in and bars doing what they can to support their employees, it's still really rough out there.
That's right. So I chose the Toronto today because what gives it that cedar cigar box aroma is Fernet Branca, which is one of these funky Italian liqueurs that we call Amaros. And this one kind of took off in San Francisco and quickly became known as the bartender's handshake. It was a little sign. Industry folks would pour Fernet shots for each other. If the bartender really liked you as a customer, they might pour you a Fernet shot. If you've never had a Fernet shot, just be warned. You might think they hate you, but they actually love you.
It is bracing, that's for sure. I've come to love Fernet Branca and just can't imagine not liking it. But that first time, I was thinking, wow, what is this?
So that's what we're doing today. We're sort of putting a little Fernet Branca and combining it with some Long Road Distillers rye whiskey for a drink called the Toronto, which is honestly kind of just a little tweak on an old fashioned, which is another industry favorite.
So a little bartender's elbow bump, we'll call it, in this one is basically it.
Exactly.
How do you make this?
2 ounces of rye whiskey of your choice. Even though this is called Toronto, I wouldn't use most Canadian whiskeys, but you could use something that was a 100% rye kind of product. But any American rye whiskey works really well here. 1/4 ounce of simple syrup, 1/4 ounce of Fernet Branca, a couple dashes of Angostura bitters. And so if you're an old-fashioned drinker, you recognize that. It's just an old-fashioned with a little of this minty, chocolatey, bitter kind of herbal liqueur.
And as I recall, that class was stirred, not shaken, and you definitely stirred this one.
That's right. No citrus in here, so you want to stir it with ice for a good long time. Even though this is kind of a riff on an old-fashioned, it's not served on the rocks. It's served in a coupe or a martini glass. And so you want to make sure that it's as cold as you want it to be when you are finished making it, because it'll never get any colder after that.
That's the Toronto I remember. This thing just never fails. I find it really, really comforting.
You might be the only person to ever describe Fernet as comforting.
Well, this cocktail certainly is, and I like Fernet as well. And it's a reminder that so many of the folks that we turn to for these lovely drinks, for the great food that we're probably all missing right now, those folks, a lot of them are having a hard time, and there are a lot of relief funds out there. I guess you just have to go look for them.
Right. Go look for relief funds or order in takeout from restaurants. Now more than ever, I think those of us who are mixing drinks and cooking at home can recognize the work that the cooks and the bartenders and the dishwashers, especially the dishwashers, do in restaurants and bars. So, heart goes out to all of you.
Cheers to all our friends we miss.
Cheers.